7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's get it together. Check your clock. Guess what time it is? At the tone, it will be 19:30 UTC. Dung. Yes, and welcome once again to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And yes, I realize that this episode did not start off in the same traditional manner as every other episode, or almost every other episode, but that's because I couldn't be bothered. No, that's not true. That's not true, is it, Peppa? No. The reason that the show is starting strangely today is because I got a cat on me. Peppa, I woke up a little bit early today. I'm actually doing kind of good. I woke up early and had a weird night, but not in a bad way, and I'm not overly sore right now. A little bit, kind of like going, but, you know, otherwise I'm kind of halfway good, which is a win. Right, Peppa? And then as I was trying to get ready to do Dubious Goals Committee, then the cat showed up and blah, blah, blah. Here we are doing kitty stuff in the kitty business pit. I haven't even had any tea yet, so let's go ahead and drink some damn tea. Oh, good. Yeah, hell yeah. First tea of the day. And I'm back on the Jade Jaguanyin. After a day of Dahong Pao, I was going to Dahong Pao it up again today, but as soon as I saw the Jaguanyin, I said, that is for me. And I'm very thirsty for some reason. How's my hand pressure? Hand pressure is good. Good to nominal. Well, this hand doesn't look as good as the other hand, but... yes, I'm still paying attention to you. Just because I'm talking to all the people on the radio doesn't mean I'm not paying attention to you, dingins. My baby dingins. Yeah, the cat said, wait, are you not paying attention to me? And had to rub her face up against my arm. Yes. You're a good baby. I'm still paying attention to you. I'm just drinking a little bit of tea. Jeez. Stop petting the cat for 2 seconds. Here we go again. I'm trying to drink some tea, Peppa. Wow, I really need this. I didn't realize I needed this tea so badly this morning. Oh, it's good. Mm-hmm. And it's cold again today. We had another very cold morning. And, yeah. I can't figure out if this is good for my leg or bad for my leg, but I don't care. I don't care, do I, Peppa? No, now the cat is licking my arm. It's a good baby. It feels like you're having 60 grit sandpaper. Wet 60 grit sandpaper dragged across your arm. It's good for exfoliating. Cats, your skincare necessity that you didn't know you even needed. Anyway, what have I been up to? What have I been doing for the last 24 hours? Well, I had a good night last night. Well, I don't know if it was actually all that good or not. It's just I was going to try to go to bed early, and I didn't, but I sort of did. I managed to, I don't know, fall asleep somehow, but anyway. I spent some time last night doing a couple of weird things. One of those weird things was I was watching anime, and I got sucked into one of them, and, yeah. I first started watching some kind of stupid isekai. I don't like isekai unless they're spoofs of isekai themselves. So I started watching this one, something about a witch, and she was overpowered and, you know, whatever. Right? Anime. And then I remembered something, and then I remembered that a number of months ago, it's been longer than that. How long has it been? It's been probably more than a year, probably 2 years. A couple of years ago, when I was watching some Mahjong, the algorithm suggested a show, what was that called? Oh yeah, Akagi. The algorithm decided that because I watch a lot of anime and because I watch a lot of live Mahjong contests, it decided that I might want to see a Mahjong anime. And at first I would have said, haha, wrong. Because a couple years ago I did watch one episode of this anime. But I didn't watch the rest of it because I was too busy watching actual Mahjong. Why would I watch, you know, a cartoon about a character that plays Mahjong when I can just watch Mahjong in real life, right? So I never got around to watching it. Until yesterday. Last night I was, you know, I was watching that stupid witch isekai thing, and then I then the algorithm suggested some Mahjong, and I said, wait, what was that anime about the Mahjong? And I couldn't think of the title of it, and so I just did a search for Ryuichi Mahjong anime, and sure enough, it popped right up. It's called Akagi, and it's interesting, it's great, it's strange. This is unlike, I was going to say, any anime I've ever seen before. And I've seen some pretty oddball stuff out there, but yeah, no, this is very different. Different in that, okay, first of all, it's a little bit older. I'm not sure when it came out, but, you know, not in the era of 16:9 television screens. It's still 4:3. And it is a very bizarre style of art. It is the most interesting an outrageous form of anime art that I've ever seen. The profiles, you wouldn't believe. It just craziness. But I kind of like it for that. And it takes place, the story takes place in, what, 1958 or 59? It's pretty cool. And it's gangster, it's dark, it's dreary. I watched, like 5 or 6 episodes of it. I probably watched about 2 hours. It was great, I couldn't stop watching it. And, I can't wait to get back to it later today. Still got a number of episodes that I need to watch. Pretty excited about that. However, it is just making me want to, play Mahjong. Even more funny, it makes me want to learn how to cheat at Mahjong. Yeah, because like I said, this anime is kind of dark, kind of dirty. And not only is it about Mahjong, it's about Mahjong cheating. Well, it isn't directly about it. There's a lot of cheating that goes on and you see how they do it. And, you know, if you're interested in Mahjong cheating, there are videos on the internet that will show you how to cheat at Mahjong. I've watched a few of these in the past. They are quite entertaining. And they arm me with the knowledge that I need to defend myself against, you know, Yakuza, who are trying to take my money by cheating at Mahjong. Because I can cheat too, you know. Oh, but I would never do that. Oh my god, no. I'm an innocent, nice guy, right, Peppa? Peppa, just is zoned out. Hypnotized. Kitty hypnotized. I wonder if they can hypnotize cats like this in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Everything around.
Yes, Love and Rockets with Kundalini Express. Oh boy, I can remember when that song came out. Well, actually, I don't really remember that so much as I remember sitting around in Booper's apartment after we got back from the record store and we had that 12-inch on. A great song, great band. There's a lot of train songs in this world. So if you need one, I don't know, check the top of page 8. But we got something else going on here. What am I hearing? What is all this giggling? Oh, so desu ka. All right. So what do we have going on today? Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 bikini models standing around in lovely white bikinis. And then we have a middle-aged balding man in a leotard. Oh God, no. Are you kidding me? This is going to be a saran wrap battle. Yes, apparently we now have to watch a bunch of Japanese bikini models get wrapped up in saran wrap. Is this absolutely necessary? Yes. Yes, it is. Is this dangerous? Potentially, yes, because you get your arms wrapped up and your legs wrapped up and suddenly you don't have very good balance anymore and you fall over. So are we going to watch saran wrapped Japanese bikini models fall down? Maybe. So we got old guy wrapping up Miyabi with saran wrap around her knees. This is not the safest thing in the world, but comedy is important. I don't understand why any of this has to happen, but this is the Dubious Goals Committee now, isn't it?
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Banana-na. Banana-na.
Oh, banana-na. Banana-na-na-na. All right, we will now have 2 minutes of Godzilla roars and other sound effects. Yes. Oh. I needed that. That's just good for the soul. I feel much better already. Yes, Deco Boco Kaiketsu Sensation. All right, so now what's up? Oh, what are those wacky sounds? Did somebody plug in some synth? Yes, somebody did. Oh, it's very today. I like it. So, what are we doing? I don't know. Last night I was sort of messing around with some stuff. And what was I messing around with? Well, I was messing around with this. This is always fun. We like this a lot. It's so cute. What's it trying to do? What's it trying to tell us? It's probably trying to tell us to add some more synth. So that's cool. Let's do that again. Pretty fun, but we need more. We need more. We need more sub on this. Add a fifth. There we go. More low. Wrong low. Pretty good. But I think we can get some more bass out of this. Let me put the microphone down. Staticky sound. Anyway, boy, that's unstable. Yeah, I like it. That's about as close to being in tune as we're going to get it. Well, let's try a little harder. That's about as good as it's going to get, which allows us to do this. Understand what this is or why I like it. Some kind of thing, as is this. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of early telemetry. Early 60s telemetry. It's crazy. I kind of want to do something with this weird telemetry business. Maybe I'll figure out something on a later episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. And I gotta go. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.